Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3. 95% of single women agree on one thing.
The bear. Is it the bear?
I'm going to start over.
Okay.
Don't guess.
I'm not going to guess. All right. I won't guess.
95% of single... And edit that for me, please. I'll start again.
Okay.
Yeah. 95... Don't prompt her. I saw what you prompted her.
What?
You're giving her like, yeah, you say it. 95% of single women agree on one thing. One. 95... All of you all agree on the same thing. Blaine Anderson, a professional dating coach, conducted a study among more than 10,000 women across the United States and the UK earlier this year.
Okay.
And there's one thing they all agree on. What could it be that all the ladies agree
on? Is it size matters?
Wow.
I'm just trying to think of things that it could be.
I asked you not to guess anything.
Oh, I forgot. I wasn't supposed to be guessing. I'm just guessing, you know, various things that might, all the ladies might agree on.
You're making it, it's not helpful at all.
Are you, is it because you don't have this thing? What's going on?
What are you talking about? Why are you anti-me guessing?
I'm real nervous to find out.
Well, it's like, what's it gonna be? The bear is hurtful and the giant wiener thing is hurtful.
I didn't say giant. Size matters that direction too. There's a range. There's like an acceptable range.
Okay, what is your acceptable range before we
move
on?
Well, it's not giant and it's not microscopic.
This dating coach says that her study tells her 95% of single women agreed on one thing, and it is they want to be approached more by men in public.
Huh.
They want to be approached more by men in public. Now, I have heard women will go to great lengths, including put on a ring that appears to be a wedding ring in an effort to keep men from approaching them. And yet, 95% of you agree.
Maybe she left out one word. They're like, it's a typo.
No.
They don't want men to approach them in public.
She is saying
95% of the women on this show don't need any more approaches.
We surveyed over 13,000. Now, you're not single, just for the record, either of you.
That's true.
But they surveyed 13,000 single women from the U.S. and the U.K. and learned that 95% wish they were approached more often in real life. Now, they do say there's a right and a wrong way to approach someone.
Yes.
And often, and I know this just from friends I've had,
yeah,
that I had a buddy that was like the guy, like if we all got together and it was a party night and we're headed to, you know, it's still early, but it's Friday night. He's already working on it at stoplights on the drive to wherever we're going. Hey, roll down. Hey, yo. You know, and you're just like.
Is this the carcasses carcass
no,
guy?
No, it's not, but it's.
We had some good friends.
You know what? But he was that guy.
He was a quantity guy. He was like, if you throw out enough fishing lines, you're bound to catch a fish.
He did it. You know, there were people who responded with this.
The bird.
And he'd be like, all right, well, see you later. And then it didn't.
Right. He didn't know what he was going to strike.
It was a numbers game. He was just playing it. Didn't hurt him. Yeah. Or
did he ever get laid?
Yes, a lot.
Good, Craig. Good for him.
Yep, he did. Mm. Now, I would think most women would see that coming and be like, oh, this guy. This is what's wrong with men approaching women. It's that, hey, yo, roll your window down while you're driving at a stoplight.
It is without qualifiers, I would say, that there aren't women who want guys to be coming onto them in public all the time. But with parameters, sure. People want attention. So if they're single and looking, for man meat to hook up with.
Here's what I'll say. In an effort to just...
Is that not okay?
Throw some... You can't say man meat?
I think we can.
No. I was going to ask you a question.
I thought you were trying to shut me up.
I may want to be dating sometime. Please to explain, what is the proper approach? Because I would never think to approach a woman that I see. I'd like to. There's different people I see, and I'm like, I'd like to find out what her deal is.
I swear to you, it's so funny that... Like, I have been someone who will do this. I'll see someone I like, and I will, as long as they're not at work, then I'll try it. I'll walk up and say,
they're not trapped there behind the counter.
If someone's at work, you're like, what are you doing? You're going to get someone while they're,
they're trapped. They can't leave. They're going to get fired if they don't let you talk to them.
So you walk up to just, you see somebody, you feel comfortable.
I'm not saying that I made that a regular thing, but there have been times where I've seen someone and gone, I am completely into that chick.
I'm smitten.
I've got to figure out how to talk to her. And it just comes down to saying hi and hope and
hope for the best.
There's a conversation that comes out of that. Let me go back, though, and just tell you what I think.
Okay.
What I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, texters, 800-400-3697, is that now that we have the dating apps and those don't work, and are so frustrating, and so many people hate that game, they probably have warmed to the idea of someone saying hey and meeting them in real life and being able to even say that. We met in real life is now probably said
that's
less
the unicorn,
often.
Right.
Yeah, that's said less often than the person who says we hooked up on Match or Bumble or whatever the others are, Tinder.
And we hit it off.
Could that be it?
Maybe. It does. I feel like it's a hard time for dudes right now to, even nice dudes and bad dudes.
Agreed.
To make any kind of an approach. And I think that women are guarded because we will take the bear. And, just to refer back to that, men are dangerous.
Right.
They can be.
That's the bear. It's the, am I, what is the one? Am I mansplaining? No, I just said hi. That's only two letters.
Yeah.
I'm not mansplaining.
I didn't explain how greetings work why you have to.
Am I spreading? No, I'm standing, so my legs are closed. Mm. Let me go down the
list.
Am
I demonstrating toxic masculinity? Am I in a position of power?
You see, there's a lot of pitfalls there.
There are.
And no one wants to be caught in any one of those.
Yeah.
It appears women would prefer, if possible, to meet someone in real life.
Yeah, it's just hard for dudes to not be skeevy. So, if you could just say hello and somehow leave it at that.
They say here,
I don't know.
It's great
approaching
advice.
In public is tough, but clearly single women across the world are fans of it. You just need to do it the right way.
Okay.
One of the things they mention is eye contact. So if you can get eye contact with someone and there's a little smile or anything that doesn't
little thrill.
If she turns and runs,
let her go.
It's clear.
Yeah, don't run
don't
after her.
Don't chase her down. That's not the right.
She's
way.
Not a bird. You're not a dog.
I'm writing this down. Don't chase them.
Don't.
Down.
You're not a cat. She's not a mouse.
All right.
She wants to go.
Eye contact. Don't chase them down. Got it.
So far, so good.
Anyway, I don't have that. This person makes a living doing this, so they want people to check with the dating. Let me find her. Blaine Anderson, a professional dating coach, is withholding the actual, ways to approach.
Blaine.
But saying, 95% of single women agree they want to be approached in public more.
In public, is that a key phrase in this as well? Like, they don't want you waiting for them in a parking lot.
No, I think that what they mean is in real life.
Okay.
IRL.
Right. In public, like at the supermarket, where you're hanging weirdly by the melons because
well, that's it.
You feel
you
at home
perch
amongst
up.
Them.
Like, that's yeah. not going to, you have to hope there's a, that's the key, probably too. If there's a moment where you meet someone or get eye contact, hey, or hi, well, like, I don't know how you do that smoothly because I think it's kind of going to come out clunky no matter how hard you try, but it's got to be seize the moment and right. not, I'm going to go back to that grocery store every day at 3 o'clock and wait for that girl to come back.
You know, and keep
hope
it
for
friendly.
My moment this time.
Like the line between a friendly hello and a creepy feeling is, it's a short distance from what, you know, it just, you certainly don't want to run into someone in the deli section and they're all like, oh, and then you see them again on aisle three and then there they are hanging by the melons, of course.
Okay, here's. The texters are speaking. Okay,
let's hear it, texters.
As a single person, I would like it if someone started a casual conversation. I'm not going to be on a dating app. 650, yes, because dating apps do suck. Christy in Chattanooga. Chattanooga?
Well, Chattanooga's weighing in a lot. Hey, Christy.
I have never even attempted an online app. Approach us in person.
Do you think that there's any possibility that this online dating thing will fade away?
What they're saying here, another texter says, it's vintage dating. What's old is new again.
Oh, what goes around comes around. Everything old is new again.
No way 95% of single women want a random dude to come up and start talking to them.
You know what, though? They do want the right random dude to come
yeah,
up.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, you don't know.
Why can't I hear you? If you're going to talk, talk. This is your time to shine.
I was just going to say, the key is that you're attracted to the person coming up to you.
Right.
So if you don't think they're cute,
then you hate them and you want them to get away.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I hate when people come up to me in the right. supermarket. If they're cute, you're into
it. Oh my
it.
God, it's so great. This cute boy came up to me.
Well, how are we supposed to figure that out?
I know. That's
what I assume if I think
there's
somebody's
no
good looking, they're not going to be interested in me.
I don't know. You were batting 1,000 one time.
Yeah, well, times have changed.
Sarah said they left a word out. I believe it was not approach.
Don't.
Or don't. Yeah. This one says, yeah, they left the word out. It's hot. Hot men. They want hot men to approach them.
Exactly.
That's the word that was
exactly.
left out.
Yep. Ding, ding. No shame.
I do think... I really believe the key is if you have a random kind of conversation, whether it's in a grocery store, in right. line, or whatever, like that's a moment you got to seize, and most people aren't ready.
Yeah.
They probably.
It's
let
hard
it
to
pass.
Make small talk with a total stranger, too, especially if you're interested, because then you're like a little bit like, oh no, she's so cute. I want to say.
Well,
I think
the opposite. I think the small talk is the easy part. It's realizing, wait a minute. I'm talking to a hot chick.
I gotta get a number. I gotta get
something,
going here.
Of substance here. I'm not a bear. Wait, I am a bear.
Wait, no, hold on.
What am I? Ah, fudge.
I'm just a nice guy. That's all. I'm gonna break into a Broadway musical song. Maybe you'll like that. No? Okay, bye.
What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.